Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening because you are God's chosen generation.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for tuning in. I know you have a choice on where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it here at Chosen Generation Radio. Hey, listen, very quickly, just want to let you know we've got a brand new sponsor. Patriot Mobile, the only conservative, Christian conservative mobile phone network in the country, folks. And they use all the same towers that the majors use, but they support our values. Encourage you to check out Patriot Mobile. Give them a call today at 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. And just use the code CHOSEN. Use the code CHOSEN to get a discount, free activation. Activation. It must be Friday, folks. Holy smokes. China Joe! China Joe, we're looking for China Joe. China Pokem, Pokem China Joe. That's it. Pokem China Joe. All right, coming up, bottom of the hour, George Barna, new research out. What does it mean to be a cultural Christian? We'll talk about it with George Barna coming up, bottom of hour number two. Top of the next hour, Kenneth Raposa is with us. Every financial account over $600 to be monitored by the IRS. No lie. I kid you not. We'll talk to Kenneth about that and some of the other goodies that are in the budget package coming up. Bottom of the hour, Gordon Chaps Klingenschmidt is going to be with us today. And always fun to have Chaps here. Pray in Jesus' name. He's with us on a monthly basis. Whom shall I send? What does it mean to push back? Right now, what does that look like in pushing back against the evil that we're fighting? America under assault. I want to welcome Don Jans, my special guest on Fridays, as we talk about isms, Marxism, socialism, communism, fascism. I know, right? So the other side wants us to believe that fascism is on the far right. And I still can't figure out how they come up with that, because a fascist is someone who is authoritarian, a dictator. And dictators and authoritarians are always on the far left, but they have fooled many into believing that somehow fascism is associated now with the right. They needed to get us to believe that. America under assault. So, Don, here's a couple of headlines. Of course, I mentioned about the IRS and the $600. The Biden COVID vaccine mandate, and we've talked about its unconstitutionality a bit this week. The unvaccinated will be punished. Sounds like armbands to me, Don.
Or stars.
Yeah, something along that line. How about this? FBI agent, mission is to kill the governor. Interesting to note that the lead FBI, the key witness of the FBI in the charges and the people that were arrested in the quote-unquote plan to kill Governor Whitmer, that individual has been terminated. Now, there's some other stuff that is out there about an assault on his wife, domestic violence, what have you. But the termination actually seems to be connected to actions taken in the case and evidence that's turned up that perhaps he was the actual instigator of the whole thing.
Why isn't he on trial?
Well, we'll have to see if he gets on trial or not. How about this? General Mark Milley, Chairman, Joint Chiefs of Staff, has been privately working with the Chinese Communist Party, the CCP, and even said he'd warn them if President Trump decided to launch an attack on the country. Goodness gracious. That sounds like treason to me, Don. America is under assault. Talk to me.
Well, the other day, or yesterday, I believe it was, Miley publicly stated, well, these phone calls were very common. Apparently, we've been warning and commensurating with the Chinese, or he has, for quite some time. There are a couple of things that I'm just going to digress a minute back to how you initially started the program on Nazism and fascism and so forth being attributed to the right. The way that came about, if you will remember, there was a very strong communist party in Germany, and the socialists and the communists were against each other. Of course, Hitler, the Nazis were socialists, and the communists wanted to take over the government, and because it is considered that socialism is to the right of communism. This is how all of a sudden the Nazis or the fascists became to the right, only because they were a little bit right, supposedly, of the communists. The other thought that comes to mind is I walk and I see people outside wearing masks, and I have started to be very, very compassionate. Compassionate because I think how foolish you would have gladly walked onto that cattle car when you were told you were being sent to a brand new home. And you just look at it and you say, how can we become so terribly, terribly compliant? We have become so compliant that the assault on America today is an assault not on a constitutional republic even. We are no longer a constitutional republic. That's gone.
Yeah.
Our constitutional republic is gone. Our constitution is out the door. We no longer adhere to anything in the constitution. Periodically, people will refer to the constitution, but they only refer to it in passing because nobody understands it. Or if they understand it, they still will refuse to pay any attention to it. We are today, this very day, an autocracy. We are a one-party rule. This is what communism has always said you must be. Mm-hmm. The Communist Party was always the ruler of whatever country they have occupied. Today, the Democrat Party, which is the Communist Party of the United States of America, is a one-party rule, and the autocracy has taken place. Nowhere in our Constitution did it ever allow for any law to come into effect unless it was introduced as a bill to Congress, passed by both houses, and signed then by the executive. That's the way laws are made. What the Supreme Court declares, and the Supreme Court is as dangerous to our freedom as is the executive branch. But the Supreme Court cannot make law. Supreme Court, the Constitution says, can only render opinions. Nowhere in the Constitution can we find anything that allows for the executive to issue dictates. Other than when, if we are attacked, the president can defend us without the authority of Congress if we are attacked. The president's authority is really, really very limited in so many ways. And today, our executive branch tells us we have to be, and we have to get this shot that has been proven not to be a vaccine. A vaccine prevents people from getting the disease. A vaccine would not allow somebody to get the China virus, no matter how many people were in the same room as they were that were not vaccinated. But yet they're using this as a dictate. That's what an autocrat does. We are under terrible assault. Our FBI, our Department of Justice, is now a private police force for the Democrat Party.
Let me jump in here, please.
Yeah.
There's a couple of things. You mentioned about the alignment of the Democratic Party with Communist Party USA. There's an article up from June 12th, 2019 on AMAC, which is one of our sponsors that we're aligned with here at Chosen Generation Radio, where they write, Democrats allow communists to infiltrate their party across the nation. And here's a couple of examples. In San Diego area, two CPUSA, that's Communist Party USA members. And folks, if you were listening to the program yesterday, you heard me talk about what the intention and the purpose was of the Senate, of the House of Representatives, of we the people, of governed by consent, of the state legislatures that were supposed to be the ones to send the senators so that the states' rights were represented in the Senate and defended against an overreaching executive branch and a overreaching judicial branch because judicial appointments pass through the Senate. I went through and we talked quite a bit. And if you missed that segment, I encourage you, we'll have it up for you this weekend and you can give it a listen. But here's something that's interesting. When you and I were kids, Don, when we were kids, the Communist Party was clearly the enemy. Communism was the enemy of the United States of America. And in fact, there is a law still on the books today. Nobody does anything with it. Nobody pays attention to it. Nobody follows the law. But there's a law on the books today that says the organizing of a Communist Party in the United States is illegal. It's against the law. But nobody will enforce that because somehow we have come to embrace now the idea that the Communist Party is welcome in quote-unquote free America to express its ideals. So the CPUSA members Carl Wood and Emiliana Spiracco recently ran for the California Democratic Central Party Committee for Assembly District 76 and 80 in California. Wood is a lifelong communist who said that he intended to push for a healthy California act that provides improved Medicare for all, a living wage of at least $15, the Green New Deal for a healthy environment with good new jobs and a peace economy, and legislation to promote strong unions. Here's the thing about some of those issues that are being identified in there, folks. The problem is they want everyone to stay at home and not work. And I'll tell you why when we come back from this break. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Don Jans is my guest. Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow. And after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/CHOSEN.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being here. All right. Don, I forgot what I said I was going to do after the break. I got into all these other conversations, and I know. It had to do with the communism and the Communist Party. My apologies, folks. So we got into this bit. I don't know if you've seen this. We you talk about 1984, things being Orwellian, and where we are today. Oh, I know what I was going to talk to you about. Zach Voorhees was on the program last Thursday, and he is the Google whistleblower. And he was talking about who's running Google, the atheists and the trans neurotics. But he was also talking about AI, artificial intelligence. And one of the things that I mentioned in that previous conversation or the piece that I read to you about what was being pushed by the communists, CPUSA, Communist Party USA, who has aligned themselves with the Democratic Party and been embraced, by the way, and the universal wage and then the ability to give everybody a livable wage. So basically, folks, you can stay at home, not have to work, and get paid. Wait a minute. Wait, hold on. Dawn, I think that's already happening, right?
It is.
Okay,
yeah.
My son closed his restaurant because they just couldn't get anybody that was willing to work. Okay, my daughter is working at a bank, and they're trying to hire people to work at the bank, and they can't get people to come to work because the government right now is still subsidizing and paying. Landowners, people who own buildings in larger cities, are going belly up, and the bank is taking over those properties. Personal property is going away, and you're not even aware of it.
Of it happening.
Because of the mandates that are saying the people don't have to pay rent. So here they are, sitting at home. They don't have to work because they get a check in the mail every month. And they don't have to pay any rent because the government has said that they don't have to pay any rent. Okay? Now, everybody's happy in that. The left is really happy with that. But AI is coming. Elon Musk, 1 year ago, revealed that he has created and inserted into a pig named Gertrude a brain chip, a neural-linked brain chip that will allow your brain to link up directly and download knowledge. Universities and education will no longer be necessary. That's the tout. How wonderful is that? Except for one small problem. If they can put a brain chip in your brain, then they can feed you with the information they want you to think, and they can do it while you're asleep, and you won't even know, and you'll wake up in the morning, and you won't be you. And I'm not making this up. And Don, you were talking about, you know, the fear of the Bible.
We are not very far away from the time when we will be told that the Bible can no longer be sold. All Bibles must be turned in. They will be confiscated. And I saw a note the other day where somebody asked, do you read your Bible in a book or do you read it off the internet? Folks, if you read it off the internet, your Bible's going to be gone very, very soon. Get the actual Bible. They will be confiscated in the near time.
Well, they have to take the guns first. And that's a story that I mentioned also at the top of the hour, which is that Biden right now is in the process of entering into the UN arms treaty that is going to take away... It's going to, first of all, create the registry for every gun.
Uh-huh.
And then you've got the IRS that's going to monitor your bank account annually if it has more than 600.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Ask yourself, what do you pay for health care? Are you single? Do you pay more than $199 a month?
Are you a couple? Do you pay more than $299 a month? Do you have a family? Do you pay more than $399 a month? Yes, you can serve the entire family with health care for only $399 a month. Sign up at any time of the year. Pick your own doctor and hospital. For more information, go to LibertyHealthShare.org. That's LibertyHealthShare.org.